I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-Minute Reset. Today I'm thinking about the contrast between love being unconditional, but employment is not. And when we're a leader of others and manager of others, we have our own business, our own organization, we need to love people without condition, but it doesn't mean they're going to always work for us. And it doesn't mean there's not things that they might do that might not call for us to let them go. And I think this is one of the hardest things for a follower of Jesus who is a manager or a business owner or even running in a ministry. And that is sometimes we have to let people go. And of course, I don't even know how to make this decision without prayer and without thinking about mercy for that other person. But sometimes it is the merciful and loving thing to do to let them go. And we need to realize we're not ceasing to love them, even though they might not be comfortable with us continuing to love them in person, but we still need to care about them and pray for them and wish for their goodness. Mm-hmm. But we have to sometimes say that the terms of our employment do have conditions, but my love does not.
Mm. Let me tell you 3 words that will relieve you of an unbelievable burden that you may not know you're carrying. If you're listening right now and you have a problem employee, okay, ready? Here it is. You're not God. And I said this to a friend the other day who felt so burdened by correcting and then probably letting an employee go. And when I said it, he let out this huge sigh of relief. And he didn't realize that he was carrying that burden. And it helps to hear those words because you realize how ridiculous wow. it is, right? It's God who takes care of people and the rest of their lives. You know, if you think, okay, I got to let this person go. If your next thought is, but what about that person the next, 2 months from now after their severance runs out or 3 months from now or 4 months? What is the person going to do for the next year? How does this person thrive and be happy? You're asking the questions that God is asking for this person's life. You're confusing yourself with God. And when you start bearing that burden in the workplace, gosh, not only does it make work in a place where there's no mission effectiveness, man, the burden you're going to bring home from work every day, it's going to make you a nervous wreck. Don't confuse yourself with the Almighty.
And don't confuse employing them and providing for them with loving them.
Amen.
Because we are called to continue to love them. And I think sometimes we feel like the two go hand in hand. So we're like, okay, they finally frustrated me enough. And even though I've carried them for all this time, I've got to let them go and I've got to cut them out of my life and I've got to stop caring about them because they've been such a burden. But that burden was because we thought we were God for them. So when we know that we're not God, we can say, hey, I think this needs to end, but I will keep loving you. And maybe they're going to be in a position where they'll take that love and we can continue to be with them. But sometimes we might just have to love them from afar in prayer. So let's pray, Chris, for this.
And I got to say this too. Maybe they'll thrive better somewhere else. Because if it's not working out, they know that in their core and they're not happy in that situation. So yeah, let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are God and we are not. And so we surrender our workspace and all the people that you've given us to bless. We surrender them all to you because you're their ultimate provider. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.